Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
Where were we?
In the depths of space. Or should I say, in the depths of an incredibly cold, very, very, very threatening
object.
Big,
but I now have
alien event horizon.
Had we gone in or we just sent a probe in? I can't remember. I
think we are in a series of tubes.
The probe is you.
Okay.
There's a whole load of parallel tubes forming a bigger tube. And then they've all got these sort of hollow rubber bands around them, holding them together. So it is basically a sort of...
If you get a bunch of straws, right?
Yeah, sort of.
And then you wrap rubber bands around them.
We're in one of the hollow rubber bands, and then found a way into the thing that turned out to be full of what we think are robot eggs, which is a bit worrying.
Yeah, some kind of cryopod.
Something, and probably tens of thousands of somethings, appear to be... presumably ready for the off. You know,
this went very well in Alien, didn't it?
And indeed in Chamax when I ran it in Traveller. Although presumably these things won't be referred to because they're big hairy balls, which unfortunately the Chamax were.
You know, is this a question I want to ask in the days when the internet exists? I'm going to say it this way. If Kale, you know, mate, all yours. Has anyone answered the question of how exactly Transformers reproduce?
Oh, it's probably occurred in the...
I know somebody on Mastodon series who has written way too much fanfic, which is probably covers this.
Because robot eggs seems like a completely plausible...
Well, let's find out. Let's look in an egg. Now, I'm very glad I've got my new cybernetics skill. Cybernetics. It's like Devonshire.
Cybernetics.
Are Transformers oviparous? Is
like
a question
sort of
I was not...
Heidelberg version, is it? It's you got cybernetics and a scar down each cheek.
I don't think robots are oviparous, are they? Usually they give birth to live young.
Well, you know about cybernetics as practiced on Earth.
Well, actually, I don't know about it. I'm training in it, so this is very good for my training. I feel like I did learn one in cybernetics. And I'm training something else now.
Jethro has taken a couple of steps behind Dr. Radish and has his gun out.
I'm pretty sure I did take one
purely
of the cybernetics because then I was,
purely for safety,
sapientology and all that.
The back of Radish's head is well within an easy shot.
It's purely in the event that you get very, very cold. Why are you down as Captain Card?
The mutant death.
Oh, that's my other character. I'm playing a Captain Pete Card. Captain P Card. Never mind.
I see.
Okay.
It's a legume joke.
Yeah. Can I just point out that this is the same game that I wasn't there for, coincidentally seemed to have almost died again.
That was nothing to do with me.
Yes, I know, because basically you have...
Well, it genuinely wasn't.
I'd tried looking with my thermal vision, squinting in my left eye, doing the Herbert Lom impression, and I couldn't work out whether there was anything giving off heat inside them, if there was a kind of a life form, because either they were too cold, or the thing they're in is too cold.
They are slightly warmer than the background walls and stuff, which,
is there any energy? AM radiation or anything?
Yes. There is electronic stuff going into it. We know
that's why I kind of don't know, I think, whether there's something living in there, warmer. Because I could be getting the heat off the electricals.
But they're not emitting anything particularly. We've just got stuff going
can't
in.
Can't see a pulsing heart.
Well, you can't be sure. They are connected to the walls, and you can't tell what pipes may be going through that connection. Okay.
No.
But nothing.
I think we should get out and try another tube.
Do they look openable, these? Are they smooth?
We should definitely get Radish out, space him, and then the rest of us will try another tube.
I mean, everything's openable.
You'd be more dangerous. Yeah, you just ultimately got to be prepared to put the effort in.
Yeah,
I'll just push my face against it and see.
I think Mason's right. We should scope out some of these other tubes. Well, see if you know. Maybe like this is the only egg tube. Maybe the others have a series of instruction manuals.
How big are these eggs? Like head size?
No, they were bigger.
Please do not put your head next to an egg for comparison
Didn't
purposes.
I suggest that he do that last time, and he said no. And yet now he's all up for it. Well,
Didn't we say if we were
estimating from the hatches and ladders and things that these were creatures about a metre and a half tall and roughly human proportioned?
Or at least the sort of service crew
match
that. Because we don't know what these are. These could be an attack force or a colonization.
These eggs would be broadly consistent with that, assuming a certain flexibility.
But they're not organic, they're metal.
Correct. Mm.
But dinosaur eggs weren't, you know.
I mean, you have cryopods on your ship, and that would be the obvious assumption to make, but.
Right.
They are clearly very.
So these could be settlers or invaders or anything, really.
And the oxygen, there isn't an atmosphere currently, is there? We're in our breathers.
Methane nitrogen.
I remember. It's coming back to me now.
Extremely cold. Do not open helmet.
Yeah, I think it's just about gaseous.
Mm. There's no oxygen, so we can probably smoke then. Is that right? Then the methane won't go up.
You can light a cigarette without oxygen?
No, good point. Okay. But we can't set fire to the atmosphere, right?
The fact that
you actually can with a pre-made. Because it has oxidizer in there, it won't burn as well as in air, but it needs to burn.
There you go, then.
It won't set fire to the entire atmosphere, then, is that right?
No, but you can't roll your own because your fingers will fall off. Face.
Okay, all right, well, that's good to know.
You're a doctor, what are you doing smoking?
I'm not that kind of doctor.
You're more of a 1940s kind of doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on television.
Right, let's look elsewhere, shall we?
Yeah. So, why don't we, designate this tube one? We can go around in a particular sequence, and
let's get a Sharpie and make
anything,
some notes.
Anything you want the droids to be doing?
Drones. Not waking them up.
Joining
forces with the mechanical brethren. It would be top of my list.
I've got. Say two or three, I think, normally.
So how do we know they're mechanical in there? Sorry, what if I missed?
We don't.
Okay. They just look mechanical.
Okay. They're clearly some kind of machinery there, but what we don't know is that a thing in itself, or is there a living creature inside it?
Have we got like a portable spectroscope or anything? I guess what I'm looking for is some kind of organic residue around. Have we got anything sensitive enough to
be carrying such a thing? Why, it would be you. Or are you not that kind of doctor either?
I'm not that kind of doctor. I guess it would be electronic sensors or something. But is there anything that could pick up some kind of...
I might have something on...
hydrocarbons or something.
On the drones?
You probably got some sort of chemical sniffer. They'll need to recalibrate it for the atmosphere.
We could take some swabs.
Could just use this laser spectrometer, vaporize a little sample and see what light comes off it. Nobody would interpret that as an attack.
No.
Okay, I'll do that.
No! I smack Radish around the head. Nobody would interpret that as an attack.
That was an attack. You just attacked me.
No, no, no. That was a friendly rebuke.
You. This is why. Communication. My anger,
I'm
going to
get one of those suction cups with the little arm and then the diamond tip. And I think if Radish looks like he's causing any problems, my first action will be to just stick it to his faceplate. If things continue, I will move the diamond into position, and you won't like the third action.
Right, I'm just okay, but the node—it's all completely clean and dust-free, is it?
Not sort of hospital antiseptic level, but pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. Let's try another.
If we've got something like swabs, cotton buds, I don't know. Just take a couple of samples for analysis back on the ship later. Sure. Stick them in a test tube or equivalent.
See, this is how it starts.
Pass it on to CSI Traveller.
Right, let's...
And the murderer was blonde.
So, okay, tube 002?
How many tubes are there?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I can give you numbers now.
Okay.
For convenience, is it easier if we call this tube 001 or a different number?
Well, there are about 750 in the ring.
Okay.
I don't think we should go by...
Does it have a number in the book that it will be easier for us to use? Okay.
And there are about 20 rings lengthwise.
So 750 in this ring?
Yeah. So about 15,000.
Yeah, we should...
How many are in... Oh, can we just do a quick count of the eggs in the tube?
Yeah, a quick estimate.
Well, I'm recording this on my imager, so we'll be able to get a better idea when we're back.
I'm recording it on...
Run it through an algorithm or something.
Mm-hmm.
I hear they're just the ticket, these things.
Everything that we're that you can see, by the way, is being sent back to the ship.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm assuming that. Yeah, so about 2,000 pods per tube.
Right.
2,000 times 750 times 20.
Times 15,000.
Let's check out a couple of things first. 15,000
times 2,000 is about 30 million.
We need to find... Different sections of the ship could be for different things. We'll try a few more tubes and see if they look the same. And if they do, let's make our way to another ring further back and do the same thing to see if different sections of the ship...
How are the rings connected? Is there like a central spoke down the middle?
No, the middle is hollow. You've had a bit of a poke with probes. I mean, you could fit by end down the middle of this ship sideways.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I'm thinking of a Star Trek episode.
I don't think
we want to go down it sideways.
No. We're also thinking that the centre might actually be a scramjet anyway, so...
Yeah, so that certainly it has some...
A Bussard ramjet, rather.
Yeah, so it has some things that could well be extremely powerful electromagnets, for example.
So could be a weapon, could be a drive system. No, certainly not.
It all feels the same when you're the reaction.
It's all coming back to me again now.
Unless your watch is definitely anti-magnetic, you don't want to be there. It'll throw it out completely.
Okie doke.
Right.
Next tube.
Okay, so...
Let's try a few more and let us know if any of them are different.
Yeah, the first few are not particularly different. Getting to about tube 7, where two things are obviously different. One, the lights don't come on as you move in. But also, two, these pods are open.
Oh, shit.
Thermal imaging.
It's colder in here. They're not active.
Right, okay.
Okay, look across at one of the pods.
Yep.
Holding Dr. Radish by the door.
Have we got any motion sensors?
I've not heard
sensors.
It called that before. I was going to say to you, if only I'd had motion sensors put in my eye beyond the normal. But then I realised that every time anybody uses a laser sight, I'd probably be bouncing around like a cat after it. Perhaps just as well I don't.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Rose, could you keep watching to the tube behind us?
Trust me.
Great line of sight.
You're not moving.
Okay, I will watch.
I am holding on to... You know the grab bit...
I am a scientist, though.
Yeah, you know the
That's
grab...
That's why I'm trusting you.
You know the grab bit at the back of your spacesuit?
Oh, the radish handle, yes.
Okay, what's...
I am holding it quite hard.
Yeah, he's a brave man. He's got a tendency to dive straight into danger. We don't want that, so let's keep him watching
not
our
deliberately.
Backs.
Yeah, or if necessary, I can always throw him.
What's the gravity like on this thing?
The whole thing is spinning at about a third of an RPM. You're getting about a 20th of a G.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can definitely
you probably can throw me there.
I can throw you quite a long way, actually.
You can throw me in the best of times, but now, yes.
Mm.
Okay, I would like
right
to send...
To throw several AUs before he runs out of air.
I would like to send Curly, Mo or Joe to have a look
Larry.
At...
Yeah, it was
he's
very
Larry.
Sad about Larry.
Talk about Larry.
Larry's basically at the at the airlock, and actually is providing us loot back to the ship.
I'm not getting you down, am I?
So yeah,
you're sending drones to scout along here. Yeah?
We're sending drones to go in and scout. And especially to give us images back of what is inside, what was inside the pod.
Well, okay, I'd like to check if the pods have been used or if they simply haven't been used, if that's why.
Well, that's not completely clear.
Of course it's not.
The first thing you're observing is these pods are opened. They are clearly designed to open. They are pods, not eggs. I mean, they're not wildly unlike the cryopods that you guys use.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of conceptual design, basically two interlocking parts. The victim goes in the middle, and you see this all down.
Do we have to use the word victim?
Yes.
Does that suggest? Have you seen the low passage tables in Traveller? Does the interior suggest a humanoid form?
No.
What sort of form does it suggest?
Well, I mean, longer than it's wide.
Oh, it's a phallic symbol.
Well, we're longer than we're wide.
Oh, we're phallic symbol. I have got xenology, and I'm not afraid to use it.
If only we had a huge amount of plasticine, we could put it in there and get an exact copy of whatever it was.
Mm.
Or we could make Wallace and Gromit films, either way.
Should we wait for the drones to confirm it seems relatively safe before we let the scientists inside?
I'm just looking.
That's why.
it's hard to be certain. The general impression you get is something fairly cylindrical, and it might have manipulators at the end.
It's an elder thing, isn't
it? But it's not...
Manipulators. It's not mandibles, then.
I mean...
Squid? Some kind of
potato,
object.
Potato.
They're potato people.
Bobbit worm.
Is there a plastic nose in the bottom of them?
Some form of squid-like thing?
Not really. I mean, more like a double-ended hydra, if anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds much better. Okay, but definitely biological? Well, not definitely biological. We don't know that.
Which end is doubled?
The end with the tentacles. They're quite short tentacles. If they indeed are tentacles, there's basically room to wave something around at the ends. This is not a full, you know, conforming thing.
Okay,
and
it might be like a virtual rave pod,
which actually would suggest to
Radish.
No, I'm trying to work out which of these is your character.
Jethro.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry.
Which would suggest to him that this is probably not an assault pod, because, you know, marine assault pods, you have a lot of padding.
This seems more like a generation ship or something.
And
like
this
that.
Looks a lot more like a cryopod.
Hmm. I will mention this to my happy brethren.
So that's what you're saying about the first third of this tube. You know, they've been opened, presumably in good order. There is no...
Or were never filled.
There is no residue inside them, so if somebody did die in there, they got cleaned out, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then from about the one-third mark back, they are completely different, as in they have not Well, they are open in a technical sense, but they look much more as if something has crushed them.
Squashed them flat?
More like a bear hug. Only from more directions than a bear can manage.
Or if maybe some sort of constricting type of...
Yeah.
Longer than it is wide kind of thing.
Anything leaking out of those ones?
No.
Now, presumably it would have... This room's colder. Presumably it would have taken a while to cool down. So whatever happened a while ago. Not imminently.
Dr. Radish, you're a physicist, aren't you?
Amongst other things.
You are that... He is that kind of doctor. Okay, this is why I ask.
No, he's doctorate.
I'm mainly a writer, dear, but I'm a science communicator. That's why I have such a broad range.
Now, without approaching too closely, in case of possible danger, do you think that's more likely to be a decompression sort of damage or external
implosion than explosion? Does it? I guess.
Or sheer application of external force.
That's a reasonable thing. Give me a physics. Interacting better.
As you, I've read a lot to make up for my small brain. That is a bad roll, but I still I'm plus three, so that's up to seven.
Okay. You can't really be sure, but this looks more like a very high external pressure than anything else to you.
Does it at least look like it all happened to all the things at once, or has something gone from one pod to another and done that to them?
I don't think you could really tell that. No, okay.
Is there an obvious kind of shape?
I say, is there any patterning on the outside?
Well, I guess I mean to the number... Yes, that's a good question, but I mean to the number of pods. Does it look like a broad circle where something exploded, or is it...
Footprint?
Yeah.
Not really.
Okay.
And you will eventually spot with the drones that this pattern continues to the far end of the tube.
A third down.
Yeah.
Just
very roughly.
But just looking.
It is very, very suddenly, you know, one pod has been opened in good order, the next pod in the row has been crushed, exactly like the far.
And are they all from there on crushed? There's no...
Just a little thought. Just turn one of the drones back and look at us. How much are we... What have you drawn?
Like that?
Sorry, I can't really...
It's very hard to see. It says bad.
It's not
okay.
Well.
Bad and okay. Bad. Right. Okay, smashed up?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Just looking at us, on a thermal sense, how much are we basically glowing like Catherine's? Like candles in the dark?
A bit.
I just want to dial mine down a little bit, so I'm just a little bit less than the rest.
That is a good way to die of heat exhaustion.
No, I know, but that's a good point, actually. Mine's probably more likely to actually radiate than the others. Because I've got mind do more things it do.
Is that a military suit you brought along?
Yes, I am.
So you
might. I am wearing K19B combat armor.
You're probably.
Do you have drive walker, which is what you need to drive them?
No, it's not that bad. It's basically it's what I used to use. It's what you use for zero G insertion.
This is the equivalent of Jethro driving around in his tractor or combine harvester.
No, no.
He's going to Waitrose, isn't it?
No. This is just normal. Admittedly, it has a tendency to be called to bring your own coffin, because they can go wrong. But generally, it's fine.
You nicely evaded the question of whether you've got the skill to use it, actually.
No, because you don't need... Yes, I have got the skill to use it, because it's actually vac suit.
Okay.
Mm. And I've got vac suit two. Two or three.
The Kampfanzug 19 back in the day used to be an actual combat walker. But anyway,
No, it's not. It's not. It isn't the combat... It isn't... No, it isn't the walker.
In the hatch, would you?
No, it is. It is actually combat armour.
I mean, if you're trying to stand out less than the rest of us, you're not doing the best job of that.
Mm-hmm. No. Actually, yes, do apologise. Leadership is not my highest skill. Leadership and vac suit are my joint highest skills.
You're really showing off your leadership. Subtly turn down your temperature.
Step behind Dr. Radish. I mean, that's like the main thing you do. Right, I'm taking a position behind Dr. Radish.
I will approach one of the safely opened pods.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I will go along with Felix if we're allowed to go and fiddle with things.
Yeah, I will keep you slightly behind me just in case.
At what point did Felix say he was going to fiddle with anything?
No, he's got a look of a fiddler.
No, he hasn't.
I'm not musical at all.
He is not fiddling at all.
Yep.
I have
got a bit of electronics.
I went to a pub called The Fiddler. It was a violin.
I'm so
sorry. Don't go back there.
That's a shame.
I recommend beer in the evening. All right, it's the KZ7 I'm thinking of.
That sounds like one of Nick's drinks. No.
This is...
Anyway. You also need to cut the pilot walker for that as well. Okay, let's approach and visually examine with eyes at a distance.
Can't we
this pod? Distance of at least a yard.
So by this pod, what was that?
One of the intact but open ones to start with.
Okay. There are things on the inside of it which might well be some sort of medical support tech.
I wonder what triggers them to open. Do the things inside have the ability to activate them? Do they just sort of come out? Or is it timed? Or does it have to be opened externally?
Perhaps whatever killed all the others triggered these to open in a sort of emergency?
Well, if they got out of these and killed the others. I'm thinking they're like baby sharks eating each other in the womb.
So, to start with, I'd like to just look...
Can I just point out that we don't want... Hang on, Mark, sorry, let
Shim finish.
Because if this was a cabin-type thing for a human, there might be... Is there any sort of personal effects?
No.
No, okay.
Right.
Can I just go back to the... you think that they killed the other ones in that? It has squeezed a metal egg to the point where it's popped.
Yep. Not feelings of safe in that armour now, are you?
What kind of metal are we talking about?
I'm feeling really safe because I can run faster than you guys.
It's not like tinfoil or the metallic equivalent of balsa wood.
How much energy would it take to actually do that? Are we talking that they are reasonably robust? You said that they weren't combat marine sort of drop.
That was more in terms of the lack of padding. Basically the thing that makes a difference in the drop pod is how thick the padding is. Quite literally, it's not thick padding. It's not designed for acceleration. It's if you were blundering about with a trolley. You might put a ding or dent in the thing, but they're not going to break just from that.
I'm just using a
concept very familiar to anybody who's worked in a medical setting. So there's always somebody blundering about with a trolley.
Is it worth heading forward and investigating one of the crushed ones, Phoenix?
I'll have a quick swab of this one, just in case there's any sign of, scales, hair, anything else that might give us a clue as to what we're dealing
with. There isn't any obvious residue, but you might well pick up something for the swab.
Can we sniff it? Oh, no, we can't.
No, you can't sniff it, Dr. Radish.
Leave the helmet
Not take the suit off.
It smells of methane and nitrogen, neither of which will actually kill you directly. Well, the nitrogen will eventually, but...
Sniffing a high methane atmosphere, that's a degree of masochism I didn't expect from you.
I think I may need something to, I don't know, drink, whether I'd actually be able to smell it or not. I need something to...
Well, methane itself doesn't have an odour anyway, so...
That's right,
No, it's all the rest of the traces.
No sign of any personal effects or biological residues here. I've taken a sample. I'll proceed to examine one of the damaged pods. I suggest Dr. Radish stays here.
Why?
On his own.
So you can spring forward to pull me away from danger.
No, I think we should go together. Come on, Phoenix.
Oh, all right. Oh,
yeah. Felix, could you just...
I'm trying to keep him alive, damn it.
Could you just have a look at the interface between the pod and the wall?
Of course.
What sort of inputs is it?
That's not really obvious from the open ones. It's actually easier to tell from the damaged ones, where they have to some extent been pulled away from the wall. Quite a lot of pipes that you would think probably fluids, not just power and data.
Okay. Definitely something...
insanely high bandwidth data, maybe, but you know.
Okay.
Nothing that's been that's still dripping through there, and
any residue frozen on crushed one.
With the crushed ones, there are some. I mean, it's mostly been mostly still as clean as elsewhere, but there are some bits that you would regard as clear and gelatinous.
Oh, residue! Come on, get the sample pots out.
He's there with his little jar.
Yeah,
and his butter's lined there,
which has of course frozen.
Roger, you mentioned data.
Yeah.
How big a data cable is it?
Small.
Anything
micro USB?
Bear in mind, you can do an awful lot with a single fibre.
You can indeed.
The only reason you need more than that is truly insane amounts of data, like running multiple full sensory VR or something like that sort.
Well, that was kind of my thought.
Oh, interesting.
As in Matrix.
Is it a Matrix?
You can go up and tap. Yeah, this is a hollow pipe.
Okay, so it's not
equivalent of glucose solution with a touch of ethanol to keep you interested.
Yeah.
Good old ethanol.
You know all the lines.
Nothing it can't do.
Shine a light inside the crush thing. Is there anything left in there? Not touching it, just shining in from a distance.
No. In fact, you would describe it probably as scoured clean in a way that the normally open pods were not.
Eaten alive.
As if something's like
in the womb.
Slurped at it. Unless whatever crushed it also wiped out any...
a particularly fastidious vandal has come.
If
there was an explosion,
cannibalistic.
You would have thought, if there'd been, there would be more mass, more organic matter left inside the thing, if it was just an explosion, presumably.
Or implosion. Yeah.
So looking at that, Roger, if were it to be, say, something that basically popped it open, ate it, and then had some form of extendable tongue, for example, and licked as far down as it could.
This has got much less pleasant.
Are we talking about something that looks like it's slurped it all?
Yeah, I mean, this would be a tongue that is practically the length of the thing.
Anteater vibes.
A tongue like that could take over the world.
Probably, again, swab the inside of the pod.
Fans.
Where do swab I sign the, up? Swab the inside, put that in a different, obviously different sample jar.
Sounded like
look,
somebody off the internet.
Oh, my iPhone.
Crucial.
None of you.
Look up. Or what passes for up. How much acid is dripping onto my viewpoint?
Should be none.
Okay, good. That's what
we're
like.
We're in a spherical thing that's...
Yeah, well, presumably if something came in and ate...
We've got like a 20th of the...
Why would it eat in such a... I mean, if this is some predator, why would it do it in such a fastidious fashion?
Very hungry?
But then why would it stop in a line? What are the chances of that?
At the moment, I'm trying to... Where could this conceivably have come from? and indeed gone to.
So this thing you're in, as far as you know, below your feet is space.
Mm.
Above your heads is ship machinery. You have not seen anything like access hatches in the roofs of any of these tubes you've looked at. They seem to be completely freestanding.
Mm-hmm.
It looks as if the way to get into the machinery spaces is from the bubbles, from the rings.
Oh, God. We're going to have to go to the rings, aren't we?
Shall we just peek into the next tube?
Is there anywhere in this chamber that something could be hiding?
No, we're fine, Mason. Where's your sense of curiosity? Just because these things don't have meat.
Well, it's really long. I don't know how long.
If it's fairly thoroughly amorphous.
Mm-hmm. But no, like, there's nowhere obvious unexplored. Well,
basically, the entire in furniture on the inside of this tube is pods down there, pods up there, repeat 500 times.
Let's just look in the next tube along. Is it a similar story, or is that completely full? Or what is it?
That one's back to the standard pattern you see in the lights.
Everything's all right.
Okay.
How many tubes did you say that there was in our section?
750.
Ish, yeah. Okay. Obviously, I'm not going to do that, but I'd like the drones to. Just whizz along. Yeah, I mean, we'll do a sample, but I'll get the drones to check out every single one of them if we can.
Maybe send a quick message back, just reporting there's a possible large predator.
Nothing to worry about.
They should be prepared, you know, in case.
Any fecal matter?
Felix, they're already getting everything that we're doing already. Trust me, everything we do is being analysed, our heart rates included.
That's just calm down, Doctor. Strange pattern. You know, that's what confused me. You would have thought a predator, at least an unintelligent predator, which no reason to suspect it is unintelligent, would have just picked ones at random, according to wherever it was at the time, rather than...
Unless it was some form of, it was at a fixed point and that was as far as it could reach.
Yes, possibly.
Or it got full and then retreated to wherever it was lurking somehow.
Actually, that's a good point. Going back to the dead plate, to the dead one and the ones with a squished in. Anything in the centre of that?
Well, no, basically if you... And you've got examples of these things open, so you know what the internal structure is like and so on.
Yeah.
Basically, the whole thing has been squashed down, and then the gooey middle has been sucked out, as far as you can tell.
Yeah. I'm just picturing a room, just row after row of Cadbury's cream egg. That's all I can picture.
Well,
could we from here?
But they've left the silver paper.
Well, you would.
Yeah.
How do you eat yours?
Well, no, but they haven't peeled it back. They put a probe in.
They've crushed it and sucked the insides out.
Yeah.
Is there any way? Do
I don't eat mine like
these
that.
Open ones.
I peel mine
could
open.
Somehow access whatever electronics or computer system this thing might use, or is it just going to be too alien? We might have an Apple Mac somewhere. I've seen this in Independence Day.
Do we have one from the mid-90s?
No.
Because the new ones use Apple silicon, remember? You see, it's just changed.
Which is already alien tech.
Is there any
can we tell if any data is going through the cables?
These ones are all dead, aren't they? Okay.
What you would say from your looking at the relatively intact pods is that what they're designed to interface with is something, using the term broadly, biological.
Yeah, okay. But they're not in... You would have thought they'd in some way be connected to the broader mainframe, but maybe that's not... That's only assuming our tech.
The insides of the pods are not. Yeah, there is obviously machinery in the framework of the pod.
Question for you. Does it look like the inert ones which are open, could they have been opened and the inhabitants rescued from... whatever was happening going along, which is why it stopped? And is there a point where there is partial damage to a pod, or are all the pods damaged in exactly the same way?
That's the odd thing. There are the ones that are crushed, and then all of a sudden there aren't any more crushed ones.
Which is why I think that whatever's got out of the uncrushed ones then went ahead.
Well, no, but why wouldn't it then go into the next ring in the way that we can?
That's why it's weird that there's no...
How do you know unless it whatever... hasn't gone into a further ring or gone out a different way? We don't know the layout of these things. We only know the rings, and we've poked our head in these bits.
Yeah, I well, that which is why we're checking all the others.
Sorry, Felix.
These rooms with the eggs in, the pods, do they have doors?
No.
The tubes, do you mean?
Yeah, in each of the
yeah, there is a hatch at each end. It was not hard for you guys to work out how to open it.
Okay, so if something were to, it would have to at least be capable of understanding how to open a hatch and close it behind it.
Yeah. Well, they do seem to be self-closing when there's power, but yeah.
Ah, okay.
Perhaps.
Or to have it open... perhaps even coincidentally, or you know, as part of an emergency procedure, and it take the advantage of going through. But you know,
perhaps these pods are organised by some subdivision, like I don't know, ethnic group or religion, and one group has been deliberately wiped out.
I see, sir. You bought a third-class ticket.
You may experience some death on the journey.
So it's better than riding on the roof for the entire trip, isn't it?
We need more data.
At the moment, I'm working on the assumption that if these things kind of all hatch at the same time, and I say hatch, I know they're not, you know, they're not hatching as such, but come out at the same time, they would probably engage in a huge fight. And sort of survival fittest. But if any of them open up early due to a malfunction, or if they reach a particular state themselves, and the computer responds and opens it, they will then just kill the rest of them. And they are, if not the crew, then the legitimate passengers on board this ship. So this could be a case of, yes, it's a colonisation ship or a kind of a ship to take over a world, but the reason it's got so many on it is because this species is more like, you know, fish or something. They get an awful lot of offspring, but they don't expect them all to survive. And the ones that do...
rabbits.
What?
Sorry, no.
Murderous bastards.
Murderous rabbit
Knight
bastards.
Of the...
Can I make a suggestion? And you'll all say no, but can I make a suggestion?
No. Go ahead.
Of course you can. Yes. You tricked me into saying no.
Suggestion, Doctor.
Why don't we consider, and it's just a suggestion,
getting
but I think we should, open one of the functional ones and take it inside. I knew you'd say no. You didn't even think about it.
Yeah, strangely, no. Because
I think we should.
Mason said yes. Yeah.
So
look, you've got your big weapon that makes you feel so masculine, Jethro. So you could point that at the egg.
No. So what I was thinking of doing, you see, Doctor, is okay. So I'm happy. So you're happy for me to. So you're happy for me to shoot you, but you're not.
I'm not sure. I follow the reasoning.
So rather than strange entity that we're not actually aware of yet.
Sorry,
I said that...
We missed a point of the conversation.
Oh, sorry, I said that the wrong way around. Sorry, you're happy for me to kill an entity that we haven't dealt with at all.
Kill it. Perhaps it'll be relieved to be woken up.
I think you'll find, if that was one of our cryopods, if I drill a hole in your cryopod, Doctor, you are dead.
Okay. All right. But there's loads of them. Well, Are they going to miss one?
I have...
All right. Fair
It'll
point.
It'll probably stay alive for
Fair
a bit
point.
If we take the whole pod out and get it over to our ship.
Jethro was paying attention in my trolley problem lecture. Well done. Thank you.
Well, I have another question.
The one where you glue everyone to the front of the trolley and aim it as a wall. That one.
No, that was Jethro's suggestion.
Yeah. So... assuming that there was something in the intact pods which got out one way or another.
Yeah.
Can we work out where they've gone? Let's have a look. Let's see if we can, in fact, trace them, because...
We would need to know if they can operate in this kind of cold.
But they've presumably, you know, if they're not in the pod, they have moved elsewhere.
But where I'm having a problem there is, if they can operate in this kind of temperature, why are they using cryopods in the first place? I mean, they don't get any colder, do they? I suppose they could be pumping them full of a sedative or something that puts them into a hibernation state that isn't cold, and this thing is just cold because that's a low power option for keeping the ship going for a long period.
Well, that's what we do with our cryopods, yes.
But we use the cold as part of the thing. What I'm saying is that they can't just be using cold to sort of, you know, you sedate these people and they're freezing.
We don't just...
Because the cold Mason, can't I can be guarantee, a factor, can it?
No, Mason, I can guarantee that we don't just use cold, otherwise basically you would be a popsicle when you came out at the other end. There's
I know
lots
I mean,
of things that you have to be... So you have to have a load of drugs and bits of pieces to actually survive cryo.
Yeah. But it's still cryo, is my point.
Mm. For them, if they can operate in these temperatures, it's not cryo.
The temperature appears to be the same with these things as it is outside. It's very, very cold. The difference in the pod is going to be, if anything, slightly warmer than the outside.
I mean, unless they've actually got some sort of gear that they're activating when they get out of the pod.
So they'd be in a sort of... Effectively, in a vac suit.
I must admit,
inside the pod,
or they put it on before leaving the pod.
I see no.
I don't think that's
reason why this wouldn't be. Oh, for love of God, why this wouldn't be a third party
speaking
doing
of biological
this,
horrors
doing this to them.
The main reason I'm thinking it's not an external thing is because we haven't seen any evidence of anything getting in yet. But we've seen a very small part of the ship.
We've seen a very small part of the ship. When I sent the drones to check the rest of the ship, Roger, was this the only one that was damaged, or was there...
They're still doing that anyway, but...
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's still okay.
So our central machinery. Then?
Well, I'd like to continue just surveying here until we actually get an idea of all of the of how many are damaged, how many aren't, and potentially, obviously, is anybody in the process of damaging?
Well, sound should be pretty easily traveling through the. These things are attached to the walls, so we would expect some sort of sounds to be travelling through the hull, wouldn't we? Or the internal walls.
Mm.
Your drones ought to be able to pick that up, even if for some reason we can't detect it.
I mean, they'll pick up any vibration and stuff.
Well, that's the point. If I carefully place a hand on this thing, can I feel any vibrations through it?
Sorry, what specifically is this thing?
The structure, the superstructure.
Please confirm you haven't taken your glove off.
No, I like having skin on my hands, and also breathable air. No, so no thrumming, no clanging of things being smashed or anything like that. So it seems this section
where the pods are all inactive.
Yeah, nothing obvious. And I've got the cyber ears, so you know I would expect to be able to tell them
what.
Yeah. You've got cyber eyes, I've got cyber eyes. So, yeah, no sign
Together
of any notable
like,
vibrations.
Like Jamie Summers and I'm Steve Austin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would like
One
to
for the
see
kids
if...
Yeah. I never
yeah, the wrestler.
My
yeah.
New look.
I love those.
I would like to, like, you know, see, you know, can we see any tracks where slimy critters crawled out of that space? Can we see... You know, no. Bookmarks is
anything
nothing,
slimy
no, nothing
here
trackable.
Frozen
doesn't seem to be.
Yeah,
not necessarily. Like,
even where it's
think about, you know, antifreeze exists
okay.
in nature.
It would have to be a very bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it
that's,
would.
That's a fair
it would,
point.
But
that's
we
fair.
Can't guarantee that it's.
But what temperature? Are we're close to absolute zero, aren't we?
Minus 150.
The nitrogen and methane are still gaseous.
Okay. All right. So not super cold. We
it's
could
still
do
quite
a wee
cool.
in the corner if we want.
No, we couldn't.
I'm not saying we should. I'm just saying theoretically.
By all means,
I'm a theoretical physicist.
Test this theory. You and your little fella, see how it goes.
Well, I need to play some bats first.
Yeah. So, could you make a roll of Arctic survival? And,
going
save versus eunuch.
So nitrogen boils at about -200 centigrade. So it's a bit warmer than that.
Okay, no, still a bit chilly.
It makes all the difference.
When does methane? Because methane's got.
Yeah, I'm just looking it up now.
Methane's higher than that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I should know this. I want to say -70, -80.
-161.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
So,
more than I thought.
-140, -150, something like that.
Okay, cool. Cool.
What about tackle out weather then?
Cooler than I thought then.
Finn's contemplate putting on a t-shirt, yeah.
Yeah. I think we need to get into the superstructure and examine the machinery.
Can, before we do that, going back to the bits where the pods have been crushed, is there anything at either the end of, is there a door at the end of the side where they've been crushed?
Yes. There is a hatch at each end of the tube.
So there's a hatch at that end, and that was the end where, and they were crushed from all the way down. So is there any sign of anything on that particular hatch?
Compared with the hatch? No, not really. I mean, there are slightly different wear patterns on all of them, and it's not identical to any of the others, but there's nothing you could say, this is weird compared with the other hatches we've seen.
Okay. With my gun out, I'd like to open that hatch. Because we've not gone down that hatch. And I would like to look out, is there anything happening in the general vicinity of there?
Lights flicker on. It looks very much like the ring you came in through at the other end.
So there's no sign anything on of any damage to the hatch or anything like that?
Correct.
Is the Bayern, or one of its probes perhaps, capable of scanning a ship like this for motion, for minor heat sources, anything like that?
Heat sources that are hot enough to be visible through the obviously reasonably good insulation that the ship has.
Hmm.
No, what they do, as you see, is they put an away team in.
I think we should get off this thing, and we should...
Nuke it from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
You
just
robot...
told me not to kill one of them, and you want to kill the 30 million of them.
Well, it's just, you know, scales of economy, isn't it?
Yeah.
One death is a tragedy.
Movement.
So... I think we should get off this thing.
Sorry,
sound.
Where is the movement?
Something.
No, where's the movement detected?
It's about 200 tubes round from where the drone has been opening the hatch, looking in, carrying
We're
on.
We're getting out.
I mention the fact that this is happening. Mm. I mention the fact that we are all leaving now.
And what is happening?
We're
in the goddamn walls.
No, we've detected movement.
Anyway.
We've detected movement. We're running away.
Okay. Yes, I concur.
You could watch the video feed from the drone as you're going. There's no difficulty in getting out.
Yeah.
It'll end in a sudden abrupt movement and then go black.
So
we won't quite see what it is that took it down.
First of all, and in fact, the thing that triggered the drone's movement sensor, because it's quite a stupid drone, is the lights in this tube are flickering rather than on or off. But
that is quite a stupid drone.
Yes. Also, I mean, it's designed to hover, and you're going in this temperature, it's not very good at hovering.
No.
Anyway. It's... So there's a thing, that you've seen several of in the tubes you've looked into. It looks like some kind of wall decoration, but no, apparently part of it can unfold itself. And it's a small, about 18 inches, basically spherical robot.
It's a drone, it's a friend, which is
detached itself from the wall. It's started to move along the corridor.
What do we know? What triggered that? What,
so is it on the?
Something
is it
different?
Probably is it in the outside corridor, or is it in the?
In the tube itself.
Okay. Can the I want the drone just to basically just follow what's going on.
Yeah. So it moves along to one of the pods. The pods in here look intact. And it does something which is perhaps interfacing with the pod. Some of the lights go out.
Right. Some kind of maintenance pod.
It opens the pod.
What's in the pod?
It extracts the thing inside, which is, as speculated, it's basically, if you nailed two octopodes head to head, you might get something not wildly unlike this. Basically, a cylinder with a ring of tentacles at each end.
It's an elder thing.
How very Lovecraftian, yes.
Not that specific. No, nothing in the middle. It's just the ends.
Okay.
It doesn't really seem an obvious top or bottom to it.
I think they just wriggle off a nail. You probably have to suture them together.
But in any case, it's. Yeah, it's not moving. The robot lifts it out, takes it to the hatch at the end, opens the hatch, puts...
It isn't feeding something, is it?
Puts it into a small hole in the wall, which is only just big enough for this thing. There may be some laser dissection involved.
Mm-hmm.
Then... Closes that hatch, goes back to the next pod, does the same thing again.
Does it, the pod after it's open, it's not like crushed or anything?
No.
It's just open and normal.
It looks like the ones you saw that were open. Once it's done about 10 of these, the lights stop flickering and the robot folds itself back onto the wall.
Do we have those robots in the room that we've been in? Now we know what they look like.
Now that you know what they look like, yeah, it does look that way.
We could slow down.
It's got a power management problem.
And it's feeding squids.
The lights are flickering because something's taking too much power, so the only thing that's drawing power, apart from the robot, but it's too thick to realise that, is the pods. So by removing the contents of the pods, you clean the pod out and switch it off, reduce the power consumption, the lights go normal.
Could be.
And it's feeding something.
Possibly.
I think the feeding thing is more of a... This is like a giant
or
KFC.
The flickering could be... The lights might flicker because the thing is indicating that it's hungry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, or it could just be that it's basically... This is a very old ship. This was an area where there was struggling with power consumption. They've sacrificed a small proportion of
what I suggested first.
Yeah.
But that it can't be like refrigerating because they're actually warmer than the ambient. And they were, it was, the things were dead that, or they weren't doing any kind of movement.
They hadn't revived, but people take a while with the cryo, don't they? I mean, if you just open the pod, you've got to go through a whole sequence to get somebody.
For us,
if I would have thought anything that any organic creature that's being hibernated in some way.
As far as I'm aware, all of the races that we know about who use cryo all have a sequence where they have to go through.
I see. Which xenology university did you go to?
No one has a built-in hibernation capability. It's technological in every case.
Yes. No, Doctor. I just know how to kill things.
I mean, these things may have a sort of a natural hibernation ability, which is sort of induced and then maintained by these pots.
Can I watch the video back? Was there any movement whatsoever from the things it dragged out?
Well, the body was limp and it gradually froze. But
there was no twitching or any kind of movement prior to... Okay. Why would you need a bunch of dead...
I'm getting fridge vibes.
But then it's warmer than ambient.
No. Fridge, as in something's got the munchies, so it's rung for room service.
Yeah.
Who I are taking a few right. snacks out yeah. of the
fridge.
Yeah,
it seems to be...
These
whatever
things
it is,
or alive,
decompose or whatever.
So or yeah. they are actually the power... The, let's go back to the Matrix thing. They are actually the power supply.
But that doesn't work, does it?
And then
no, that doesn't,
because,
the Matrix doesn't make
because they have died, that's why there's low power in that area.
Maybe they're not dead. Maybe they're being sent up to be revived. We're just assuming they're being murdered.
They'd it cut it into bits less... and shoved it through a hole in the wall.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I know I've Bexide only used Manor the NHS, but that's not exactly what I'd
Why
expect.
Don't I think we should go back into the nearest chamber, nearest tube, and look to see if there's one of those holes.
Ah.
And if so, maybe we can...
The hole that the body was being put into was in the binding ring.
And it's very small, because you may have noticed the GM using the words laser dissection involved.
Oh, yeah. No, but I'm trying to look at... Okay, so,
Doctor,
so the robot took it...
through it. I believe Jethro can help.
So the robot took it from a pod, went out of the tube, and fed it into a hole in the binding ring.
Yes.
Okay. Let's have a look for those holes yes. and see if we can do any kind of sensor assessment of them.
Could Huey or Louie go up on?
It's a... That sort of size hole.
No, they're bigger than that.
Okay, that's a hole that's big enough for something to come out and take your head off, isn't it?
We haven't got any mobile camera that we can.
I did once read an article by a professional
yeah, we have,
who said
me.
Anything you could fit your head through, you could fit the rest of your body through. And I don't think any of you is a professional contortionist who can survive.
No, however, I do have an imager, which is a separate item that I could shove through. But also, if I stood in front. No, I've got an imager as an actual separate item.
Oh.
I don't take my
eye
out and lean it round like some sort of comedy routine.
The other thing is, while you can certainly say, yes, there is a hollow space behind this hatch, they do not open readily the way the main hatches do. There don't seem to be any controls for them.
How did the other one just hovered near it? The drone just hovered near it and it opened it.
Yes. Almost like
some
it's
kind of wireless.
Not hovered, it's extending little manipulators yeah. to move around.
But so it's either activating it in some physical way or it's got Bluetooth or the equivalent of it.
God help it if it's Bluetooth.
Wasn't I swearing for that.
Bonks a frozen octopus against the closed
I'd
door.
Also say, if these things are in fact just being fed to something, which certainly seems to be the case, I think there's a lot less concern about opening a pod from that point of view.
Except
we still don't know
robots that I suspect would register that a pod has been opened.
Yeah,
now different
potential downside. But we're not... killing something that wasn't going to be killed anyway.
Yeah. Now well, we know they're dead anyway. Let's grab a specimen.
We still don't know that.
Well, it will
if it's been cut up with a laser and fed into a hole.
No, it was dead. It's been cut up with a laser and fed into a hole.
Is there a way of opening this pod that doesn't involve killing them? That's the question.
This thing's just calamari. You're looking at...
Well, let's get a sample of it then.
No, sorry, when did... Jethro suddenly become David
Attenborough.
I'm no. Can I just point out? I have killed more sentience than all of you. In fact, I've killed
it's
more sentience than everybody in that ship.
And what?
Together.
You're having a change of heart.
I am very.
And
aware,
that's why you needed to get.
I am very aware that when you are dead, it is quite difficult to come back from that.
Yeah, and suddenly we come across Squiddy McSquidface here, and you want to just.
I want to check. Before we start killing things.
Is he a vegetarian, Jethro?
No, I'm bloody not.
Allergic to seafood, probably.
Yeah, well,
having done a lot
to be honest,
of killing,
I might go off he's... seafood after this.
And to be fair, yeah, having done a lot of killing, he thinks very hard about it, perhaps.
Yeah,
no, I understand
that.
No,
he doesn't.
My theory...
Setting up the
modified. Yeah, modified by how things have gone, I think the current theory that this may well be a fridge and basically food storage seems quite reasonable. Because
I think
the robots, unless they've been reprogrammed or gone haywire, are actively killing these things and feeding them.
Which means
them.
Whatever's eating them is further up. So we need to go and find those.
It could be that what's eating them are the things themselves. That if they're just basically just being... repurposed into nutrient
Well, it could be, but the answer, recycled, whatever's up that tube. I mean, so we could break open one of these, but I don't
know. I am not
the equivalent of a chicken nugget, as I.
Okay, I am not sticking even. I'm probably not going to stick you up that tube.
No, no, can't we find another way to get into the center?
There are other ways of going in. So basically, another. So we've got into the rings. There is another type of thing that we could go into, isn't there?
Roger. I think should.
You could get further up into the ring space.
I think we should detach one of these full pods and get it back to the ship.
Well, no, because there's basically.
Can we just investigate just a little bit more?
Yes.
Well, it's just a takeaway.
Where's your curiosity, Mason?
This is my curiosity. We get one of these.
Did anyone order a
pods.
Calamari?
Just get one of these active pods and we take it back to be examined by, you know, scientists and so on. We've probably got some.
We could find some that could be named the Carl Predator or something, or the Mason Munger or something like that.
Why? I think.
And
why don't we? At least.
I just realised that Mason lost all interest in these as sapient beings when he realised they didn't have kneecaps.
Yeah.
Told you the kneecap thing is a myth that I have propagated.
But it works.
Fully on board. I think. Why don't we at least potentially follow Mason's plan? We notify the ship that we would like them to set aside biosecure area where a sample could be brought back if we deem it safe.
I've
or
just
at least
had a vision.
We could leave it in an airlock for a while.
I've just had a vision of the final session, and I was distracted by it. And it's all of us are dead, and it's Mason's face beamed in light, and he's just saying, "My God, it's full of kneecaps."
my thought with the final session is basically the ship turning round. And the ramjet basically pointing at the ship and then being switched on.
Honestly, if it carries on like this, I suspect Roger will be telling us that this is the final session.
I think let's investigate
how much
deeper.
Time have
penetrate
we got
the ring
on our
further
ship, on our suits.
Sorry?
How much time have we got left on our suits? We're not exploring further until we know we've got a stupid amount of time left on these suits, because it's going to be too easy to get trapped.
Yeah, the oxygen level is limited by the patience of the Janjimeth. 3 minutes.
23 course, minutes.
You can move faster if you purge your suits. That's one of the ironies.
So if you're in the hostile environment...
But not for long.
This is 20 hours of life support, and you can plug in replacement cartridges.
Yeah. Basically,
I bought 10 of them.
No,
you've got an extra suit totally stuffed with replacement cartridges.
The
you're walking
with
along
replacement
with.
Cartridge is that while it will provide you oxygen and CO2 scrubber, it does not have an extra urine reservoir or anything, any of that sort. So
you also have to get out of the suit in order to put it in.
No, they have fixed that one.
Yeah,
that design flaw became obvious quite quickly into the first away mission.
But very few
an
people
Allen
complained
key.
About
I've got
it.
To open it with a sodding Allen key.
Okay, so we got plenty of time to further penetrate the ring.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get one of these things dismantled and
can we just
sent over to the ship.
Oh, we're all right to crack open the squid pods now.
I'm not
we?
Cracking it open. I'm
we
t-
don't
taking
need...
off the wall.
Why do we want to do that before
because
we
can because it's an alien life form. Think of the cellular structure we could analyze.
Mainly because we are not going to have time to do that after we are scooby-dooing for our lives with the bloody alien voracious squid monsters after us, is my chain of thinking.
Okay.
How about you there, Jethro?
Okay, so I agree that the being chased and running for your life and hatching one of these might be a little bit awkward. However, what I'm quite keen on is basically not being able to... you know, the first thing that we do is basically kill your great aunt Gladys, who's basically been sitting
walking away through this generation.
No, they're a cannibalistic race, quite clearly.
Well, yes, but so are we in lots of things. We would basically
Mason, what you do in your own cabin, behind closed doors. No, it's still illegal. Even then, now I think about it.
And didn't you have two legs the last time we got
on the show? Why do you have seven now?
Long pork.
Jethro Long Pork, they call me. From the corn, New Cornwall Long Pork.
Indeed, yes.
So sorry, I didn't mean to spoil your beer, for want of a better word, Nick.
Yeah. And in no way, shape or form has anybody else noticed that Dr. Radish is now about 6 or 7 kilograms heavier than he was before, and it's all prime. Oh, dear. Okay, so how are you going to do it without actually killing the occupant?
We're going to just leave it in there, and I think it will survive long enough to get it over to the ship. At which point, it's not to me.
If you disconnected our cryopods and floated them across, how long would we survive?
If we took out the power?
Yeah. Not very long.
You've got bubble wrap or something. They stay cold for hours.
We agree with that, but whether the...
There is
a small emergency battery, but basically a few minutes.
Yeah, you're talking minutes at the absolute most.
Yeah, so that's why we're getting in touch with them.
It's murdering.
Be prepared.
I'd like to just find out a little bit more before we start murdering sentients. Call me old-fashioned.
It's not that long ago that the rest of you were talking about blowing up a gigantic cloud intelligence.
Well, no.
That's different.
That was absolutely stupid because there was no way, shape, or form we could have taken all.
If we could have done it, you would have gone for it.
Oh, Jesus, yes. not being funny about it.
Forgive me if there was an hypocrisy here.
But that was an actual sort of danger to the whole of humanity.
It seemed very calm and polite. It was offering to send us a friend and everything.
Come on, we could have drawn the line somewhere.
What if we had a Squidward here?
It was organic to take before... Dr. Radish away from you.
We've got to draw the line somewhere.
No.
Organics before mechanics, you know, lobsters before lettuce.
Species bastard.
Well, you've got to draw that. I've got to eat something, haven't
Why
I?
Why have you got to draw the line?
Yeah, you were saying that to the guy with the cyber eye.
You know, present eye is accepted. I've got to subsist on something. Unfortunately, my genetic inheritance means I have to consume something in order to continue.
Dr. Radish,
can we work out how we can dismantle it?
Were you planning to eat the sample?
No.
Well, then we can probably leave that matter out of it, I think. Yes, I think it's probably the reason why I'm getting perhaps not immediately germane.
I agree, Felix.
I didn't kill him. Territory there.
Obviously, this is Dungeon Meshi, the science fiction version.
So why don't we have a bit of an analyse of the damaged pods? We've got all these cables.
We can connect one to one of your drones, Jethro, to act as a power source.
Yeah. Well, let's have a see, because the thing is,
look at what we're dealing with.
Yeah, so looking at the damaged ones, it looks as if there is some sort of fluid input and fluid output.
Yeah, see, that's my thing.
Yeah, but they can manage without that. Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Not that kind of doctor.
No, I am that kind of doctor. Yeah. I just haven't done the exams. It's all paperwork, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we're
sending
this...
honorary doctorates and things, don't you?
Yeah.
He's a pain specialist. Don't you mean pain management specialist? No, not really.
Yeah, so, you know, we're sending all this back to the ship. We're saying, you know, can you have a look at this? Could you rig up something like this? What do you think needs to go into it?
Is this the adult form in here or what?
Yeah.
Well, the trace... Okay, so the quick analysis. The traces are complex organics, using the term loosely. It's not entirely clear which is input and which is output, which would make things complicated.
You really don't want to hook up the wrong
side. We should be able to tell that from an active pod, though, shouldn't we?
Which one is spurting?
Detect the flow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we could do for you know do a copy.
If you could move the pod out but keep all the tubes working. You could actually
reel it out and send it over on a tether.
And then do some form of flow analysis. I mean, yes, you can do that, but...
Just get it out enough that I can pinch one of the things and then we see what happens. And then you release it. I'd go, yeah, that's
which,
out.
Which side does the bulge form?
If the squid crosses its legs, we know.
Oh, its eyes are bulging. Yep, that's definitely...
If the robot comes out, what would you like me to do with the robot? I am assuming...
Security consultant.
Communicate with it?
Well, the robot hasn't been threatening in any way, unless you're a squid.
It's probably not some kind of a
I'm going to go out
and robot. It's probably just got one job.
I am going to go out and... I am going to go out on one of... I'm going to go out on one of Dr. Radish's limbs and say that I feel that if you start fiddling with a pod, the robots will be alerted.
Yeah, that is possible, and it is a risk I'm prepared for you to take. But I don't think it's anything you... They don't appear to be armed,
Phoenix.
So you can handle that, can't you?
You go and have a look at the robot.
That might be an idea.
Just it might be armed.
We can start by having a look at it with electromagnetic sensing.
We know it's got a laser for cutting things up.
Yeah. You know, can we sense any signals, any kind of communication, any...
The one you've got available to look at is embedded in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It appears to be quiescent. I mean, yes, you can detect... Yeah, this is... Looking closely at it with appropriate sensors, this is something that could detach, but it is not.
We don't know what triggered it.
Would you like me to detach it?
Just so we get a scan as much as possible.
Cocking his blaster pistol.
Suddenly, you've turned into a mad Craig Charles.
say again, Jim. I think I missed that.
Let's do as much scanning and stuff as possible to work out as much as we can about this robot.
Well, as I say, we know it's got a laser, so you want to identify where that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's presumably a very short-range laser.
Presumably is not a word I like to use around lasers.
Light, yes, notoriously. See, notoriously non-travelling.
I have my own robots, you see.
When you phone
and I would like my robot to basically interface with this robot... And basically pull
and
it out
watch
of the wall.
You sick bastard.
Even if it's a very low-powered laser, we know it can cut through things, which also means that it can... Oh, my eyes, we're all blind. So I don't want that.
You've got a magic eye, haven't you?
I've got eyes on cybernetic.
I can kind of cheat at those with the telescopic vision.
but it is presumably still responds to
I've got
visible
a,
light, and therefore... You know,
I can see thermal imaging, so I'll be able to tell you that's fucking hot.
Just before the lens has melted.
I've got anti-dazzle anyway, so I'm fine, but don't worry about you guys.
Fine up to a point.
Yes.
anti-dazzle is not an absolute.
No, it isn't an absolute, but to be fair, it gives me time to turn my head as opposed to these guys.
Immunity to old battleships.
So... Okay, it doesn't seem to do anything. It's not signalling anything as far as we can tell.
Should we wiggle
we're not sensing
and
Bluetooth.
What it does?
Well, what is the first thing you want to do that could be characterised as an active intervention?
Steady on, Roger.
I want to get off
this
ship.
2 hours.
I'm going to unplug an egg and take it off the ship.
How?
Well, I'll use the hatch, same way we came in.
How are you unplugging it?
Well, I think violently is going to be the answer in the end, but I'll start by seeing if it detaches, because that would make sense. If one of these things was ever damaged, you would expect them to be replaceable. So I'll see if it can be removed in some way.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
No, I haven't got engineering.
Let's see, have you got...
I've got Jack of all trades.
Medic?
No, but I've got Jack of all trades.
Just checking. Right, so...
Let me have a look at Medic.
Investigate.
I've got Medic 1.
I've got Medic
of all. Oh, that's good. That's good.
And there's a sort of snapping sound.
And, getting that.
Some sort of fluid starts spraying out from behind the pod and freezing in the passage.
Yep, this one's active. Okay.
Which way is it? Which way is the fluid spraying out of her? That's important.
Well,
do I care?
As in, can we tell which direction it's flowing?
No,
in?
I mean you can't guess at the pipes. You can just tell that one of those pipes has been fractured.
Ah, shame.
She'll be able to tell once we've got it ripped out, and we can look
and
at the ones. Look at
three,
them in the wall.
Three of the robots detach from their wall fixtures and start coming towards you.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. Well, if it's going to take me a little bit longer to do that, I'll step away from it and see if the robots go to check it over. And if they come to check me over, that's when I'm going to open fire.
Well,
hello.
I'm away
Nick,
for one
back.
Minute.
We have broken an egg.
Well, Stryker Model 6 will be in my hand.
So they move in around the spray.
See their maintenance. We should take one of those
and
with us.
They start extending quite small manipulators, reaching in behind the pods, and after a bit the spray stops.
They are maintenance bots, okay. Main bots.
Scutters.
Keep watching.
Stand around for a moment or two, and they do seem to be focusing on you.
Yep,
on Mason or all of us?
I'm not going to be
armed maintenance bots.
I'm not going to be moving, violently, if at all. If I see the slightest glow that appears to be the preliminary, something's activated a laser that we've come across recently, I will attempt to take them out and jump behind a pod, but otherwise I'm not going to be a threat.
Okay. They do not appear to be lasering it.
Very glad to hear it.
Is there any form of scanning of them or of him?
Well, two of them are standing back, and one of them is coming closer to you. Are you actually standing on the sticky, slightly roughened floor surface, or are you floating in mid corridor? Which you can
I presumed I was on the wall floor, whatever.
Yeah, there is an obvious floor. It's designed for a spin habitat, so.
Yes, I would have naturally gravitated towards that area.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right, so it walks up to you and pokes at your boot with, presumably, a manipulator.
If I start getting plugged into the nutrients feed, this is going to go very badly indeed.
No, it seems to be... There is no sign of lasers or anything of that sort. It just seems to be poking around at... what is this?
Unexploded item in the bagging area.
Exactly, because my theory, and I'm possibly testing this a little more than I would like, is that these are maintenance bots. They've got very limited onboard capacity for things beyond their specified tasks.
But they may be able to talk back to home.
Well, the one that
poked, yeah, but we're leaving.
The one that poked you backs off a bit and goes back to plug itself into the wall. The other two stay out. You can't really tell whether they're watching you or not because they don't have obvious eyes.
Sneaky buggers. Right, well, I'll just hang around. Okay, guys, are we...
One of them turns... You think it turns away from you. Turns towards a flat patch of wall and projects something with its laser.
It does. Does it get absorbed into the wall? Does it bounce off or what?
No. It's
projecting.
Standing in the corridor.
It's an actor.
Using its laser to project an image onto the wall, which I could... Mm-hmm.
What is the image?
Physics or chemistry.
She's beautiful. Role.
Sorry. Physics or chemistry, come on. Edu?
Yeah.
Oh, you beauty. 12.
It's the electron shells of selenium atom.
My God. It's projecting the electron atoms of a...
I would say more, but I'm not that kind of doctor.
The electron shells of a selenium atom.
Very nice. So they give lectures.
I believe it's trying to communicate with us.
Can you project them back?
With what? The next you already told me I can't get my little man out.
Are you going to do the atomic structure of something out of frozen.
I can give it a go.
How much have you been drinking, man?
I reckon I could do a hydrogen atom before it snapped off.
Anyone got?
What you gonna say? High pressure.
Has anyone got a pen light?
Yes, you know, we got light.
A laser torch. Penny, what's the next in sequence?
Molybdenum.
Selenium. Oh God.
Bromine.
Bromine. Can you try bromine then?
How?
Didn't they just turn that into gold in the in CERN? Or actually, it was about 8 years ago. But they've
all right.
Just
can we? Didn't we establish we have a Sharpie?
Bromine.
Yeah.
Really?
It can be turned into gold. And apparently this has been happening a lot, but they have only just...
Don't you have to fire it round a particle accelerator?
Yes, that's how they've done it. And it only exists for an incredibly short period of time. But the point is they've done it. They weren't trying to, it just happened. Right.
It was the Philosopher's Stone,
after all.
You
get many elements when you... Anyway, if we've got a Sharpie, can I just draw... A bromine atom. Unfortunately, in the Vlahug tongue, the bromine atom is the most terrible insult imaginable.
It scrubs out one of the outer electrons, so that it's back to selenium.
They're very fixated on selenium.
Do they need selenium?
What are the uses of selenium that we're aware of?
Lots of things.
What, part of a metallic alloy? Or you would have in organic.
It has a role in biological processes as well.
Yeah, okay. You've got to use it in trace for a load of stuff.
Do we have any selenium?
Well, we've just learned that there's an element of it in Dr. Radish.
Elemental selenium that we
could extract it from him.
Some? Would there be some on this squid, do I reckon?
Maybe that's why they're feeding the squid.
Look at a sample.
I wonder if that's what they're after, you know. What would they be using selenium for? Why am I asking you, Zeebs? I'll have a think. Would it be a fuel? A repair system, some kind of
catalyst.
A necessary nutrient the most likely, or mineral
it?
Or element for the squids.
Whatever they want.
Or is the squid essentially a selenium-rich
or selenium,
vitamin form?
Selenium deficit that they've got.
Perhaps they're just decorating the whole selenium blue or something.
Or maybe it stops them from mutating into some huge constricting monsters.
It seems likely they're requesting selenium.
Or offering it. Or we could be misinterpreting what we're looking at. It could be a coincidence.
Well, look at the patterning. I mean,
maybe that's the appearance of its god.
That's a very specific... And not only that, I tried bromine, and it... No, bromine.
Blasphemies.
Bromine, sorry. Yeah, it's like drawing a dick on... I've committed dreadful heresy.
See, it's two spherical objects, and
if we could get some selenium, have we got anything on us that might contain selenium?
Your thyroid gland.
Yeah,
take the helmet, doctor.
Keep that on the back burner.
What about from the ship? Well, it's
can we ask the ship if they have any? The thing is, you
would probably have. Some of it, but it is not a widely used thing. It's not a key component of anything.
Actually, it's mainly a trace element.
So you've got some stock of it, but very little, I suspect.
Could we synthesize it to any degree?
No, you don't have nuclear synthesis. You can combine elements and break them apart and so on in your ship's printers, but you do need the actual element.
Mm. Okay. What's selenium rich? What has lots of selenium?
Asteroid.
Seafood. Yeah,
I want to say
moon rock
seafood for some reason.
We're a long way from that particular moon.
Yeah,
that seems well. Okay.
Puzzling over that may be where we have to break for this this session.
Yeah,
it seems reasonable.
Brazil nuts.
Urine may contain traces of selenium.
Mm.
If you have a significant genetic
element. There's always bacteria with you.
can't help but feel that you pissing all over a robot is open to misinterpretation.
Why do I?
He's been waiting the entire mission for this, let's face it.
Now, that is my moment.
And this scene will be available only to premium subscribers, Kale, so...
Would it freeze all the way into my bladder? That's the question.
And thank you very much, and good night, everybody. It's been wonderful.
Thank you. See you next week, folks.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye, everyone.